This is Ted Kennedy. Welfare reform is on the way. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Senate has just completed action on worthwhile welfare reforms. One of the most important is a crackdown on fathers who refuse to pay child support and dump their responsibility on government. We'll deduct the support payments from their wages, just like taxes, and a new interstate computer system will track deadbeat fathers who cross state lines. We'll also help the millions on welfare who want to work by providing decent job training and offering assistance with the cost of child care and health care while they prepare for jobs. But there are clunkers in the bill too, Al. It's wrong to deny welfare to teenage mothers who refuse to live at home with their parents. Many teenagers are afraid to reveal the abuse they suffer at home. You're driving them into the streets with nowhere to turn for help. That's not welfare reform, Al. It's right-wing ideology, and it has no place in federal law.
Ted, you sure fit the classic stereotype of the little brother. You stand there on the sidelines until you see something that looks good to you, and then you say, "Hey, me too. I also hope we can reach a compromise overhaul of the nation's welfare system. We need to spend our bucks and expend our efforts on programs that actually do put people back to work. Able-bodied young persons should contribute to their own support. Tax takers can't outnumber taxpayers. There's no reason why a 28-year-old mother of children, age 3 and older, shouldn't be working to help her own family. None. I've been talking about thoughtful bipartisan welfare reform for months, Ted. You always poo-poo these back-to-work programs as being so typically Republican. Well, I'll come down hard on the side of increased employment, pride in working, and lower welfare rolls any old day, Ted." This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next with a salute to Howard Baker. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.